from the ceiling. Not a spider, but not 10 feet from you. Descending through a hole in the ceiling. And when I say hole in the ceiling, I mean like dime-sized hole.
Okay.
In the ceiling.
Wait, you did like a...
Sorry, like quarter-sized hole.
Half dollar. That's a half dollar.
Silver piece, electrum-sized hole.
It matters,
fucking
okay?
Electrum.
It mm-hmm. fucking matters.
Through a Ooh. Small hole in the ceiling descends something that you've seen before in your travels. And it wasn't fun when you saw it in your travels. As a matter of fact, this takes you back to the cornfield. A living shadow descends from the ceiling.
Can I web? Can I shoot my web?
Nadar, smash.
Panic web.
I will give you an action before we roll initiative.
Oh. I panic web.
Web is an attack, then you have to roll, do you not? Or do I have to roll?
Only if she's trying to hit something. It could just be panic web, wherever she's looking.
No,
panic
web. I am trying to, like, get it. It's under the attacks, so yeah. I'm going to consider it an attack.
Hold on.
Let me read the...
Alright, plus 5 to hit. After you two get an action, and it gets an action,
mm-hmm.
we'll roll for initiative, alright?
Okay.
Oh, 24.
Smash.
I rolled a natural 19.
Dravinia, smash.
Nadar, roll a 19.
Look at these guys ready to kill.
Oh.
What are you hitting it with? Because it's 10 feet away from you. You run up to it and hit it?
Yeah. I close the gap.
Okay.
With the mace.
With the mace.
After my weather.
Sounds good. Alright, so Azim, Half-Thor, Morella, Rumble, and Ruli, you all turn around as you basically see Nadar whip out his new shiny mace and light it up like a lightsaber and run charging down the hall.
So, Nadar has a small panic moment mm-hmm. and breaks into Draconic that the scarecrows are back. But unless you speak Draconic...
I do not.
You don't know.
I don't.
And, alright, so... Okay... What condition does the webbing put on the creature?
I don't know. Like, hold it at bay?
I believe it restrains.
Okay.
They have to make a save, I think.
The target is restrained by webbing.
Yeah.
I'm terribly sorry to tell you that living shadows are immune to the restrained condition.
Because I don't doubt that it's a shadow. I got you.
And that's strange. So it passed directly through, and Nadar is directly behind it, rushing towards it. Nadar, roll a dexterity saving throw.
Please.
Oh, good. This is my good one.
No, it's not. I know it's not.
Oh, dear.
Oh, you rolled
What is that in total, Nadar?
That's a 3.
That's a 3. Nadar, you light up your mace of disruption. You see, oh god, the scarecrows are back. Mm-hmm. Even though it's a shadow, not a scarecrow, but yes. This reminds you of that time.
Maybe I'm just trying to plug the hole.
And you go running towards it, and it, like, Dementor style, looks back towards you and goes, and all of a sudden, through it, a giant globule of webbing blasters you in the face.
No!
And hits you on the ground.
No! I call bullshit. I did not, like, naturally, like, fail. It should not impede a friend. I call bullshit.
It went straight through it, and you rolled really high.
It's coming out of the ceiling. I literally spinneret up. I'm fucking like, ugh.
The ceiling isn't that high.
But it's, ugh.
He rolled a 3. He has a high strength. He's gonna get out of it. Fear not.
Yeah, I do.
Some bullshit. I didn't fail.
You got...
I didn't fail. Pissed off. I hit the fucking shadow.
I hit the fucking shadow.
Drink some of your cancer water.
By all means, go ahead.
Take out the entire fucking Thimbleweed.
It makes sense, so it happened.
I'm totally cool with this. This is Nadar in panic mode now.
I'm totally not cool with this. Like,
this evil shadow has emitted this weird substance. And that's when we roll for initiative. Nadar, you're restrained.
Oh, no.
Well, I'll go tomorrow, apparently.
We are just fucking up this encounter, aren't we?
Oh, man. This makes me
I
so
did
happy.
Everything fine.
You did. It just happened to not work out in your favor. Had it been... Oh, wow. I rolled really well, too.
Fuck shadow. You. Fucking shadows.
It's weird every time.
Which I understand, because now if I drink a Coke... It tastes weird to me.
Yeah. I got a two.
Oh, yeah, you just kick back there. It's fine.
What do you mean we're fighting? There's not even anything to fight.
Half Thor is closed for business.
I got a four.
Oh, Jesus, man. Guys.
Right?
And you were restrained. And I'm restrained. All right.
And I'm right beside this fucking shadow.
God damn it!
Marilla got a.
I'm really
nine.
Pissed about this. So pissed about this. I didn't fail. I should have
went to the face. A nine?
Oh dear.
I love how salty you are.
I am. I'm so salty right now. Give me a little bit of popcorn and some chips. I'm super salty.
Alright, and Ruli got.
Oh no.
Oh man. Well, she's got a great dex, so that means she got a six.
Aye, aye, aye.
Is it that right?
All right.
Mm-hmm. Heard so much about it. I got a 21 if you care.
25 to 20?
21.
Azeem, top of the round as usual.
Okay, great. The Shadow Monk's going to beat the shit out of the shadow now.
20 to 15.
And you know what? The Shadow knows.
20,
it's about to know. 20,
No? Okay. Well, Shadow got a 19.
Son of a mother.
And 15 to 10?
13. Guys, we're boned.
10 to 5? Okay, well, Marilla got James a 9 to 5.
Oh, if he does not get out on his turn, I'm going to cut him out. Because I know that mace is probably going to do some crazy shit to this thing.
All right, and then Ruli got a 6.
So pissed.
5 to 1?
So pissed.
Bow.
Nadar. Nadar, you went before somebody. Thor got a 2.
Could also hold your action until I cut you out. That is all right. An option.
Top of the round.
But that'll take your action, though.
Would you guys like me to draw a map? Or would you...
It's one thing. I think we're fine.
Would you like me to draw a map?
Draw the map.
Yeah, you know.
It's one thing. We're fine.
I'm going to draw me a map.
You should draw the map.
Son of a bitch.
All of a sudden.
All of a sudden, this is important.
Oh, your cartographer appears.
It's like a cartographer.
Is that
but
what Dewey's become now?
But more die.
I feel like that's what Dewey's become. A dire photographer or cartographer.
Photographer.
Cartographer. Wrong word. I wasn't far off. Fuck off. All of you. So good.
So salty.
So.
Yeah, it's because you fucking made me web him in the face when I did not fail.
Maybe you didn't fail. You webbed him so good that it went straight through him because he's incorporeal, and it hit Nadar, who was directly behind him.
Which we had established.
Yeah. If he had been a corporeal shadow, it would have been a different story. He just would have not been, you know, restrained, but...
Yeah. Some...
But I still find this so funny.
It's funny.
I got webbed. She's salty.
All right.
Obviously, this is your kink, because you are all about it.
Right?
You're like, yeah, embraces, let's give it a try.
What are we you guys are kind of in this bend.
All right, yeah.
This is where this large
purple egg sac was. You guys are all in this bend. Ruli's under the ground. Put yourselves where you may be.
Oh, Rumble protect Ruli?
You are well, down here.
Did you say Rumble's under the ground or Ruli's
Rumble's,
under?
Rumble's Rumble. Under the ground, sorry.
Okay, you said Ruli, and I was like, did you go what?
Sorry.
She's going to suffocate.
No! I'm trying to save you!
Where is the shadow?
The shadow? Oh, shit.
Give me a second.
That was empty.
You're large as a giant spider, right?
I think so.
I believe he is. Or I believe she is. Yeah.
I mean, fuck.
Shadow is right here. Nadar, you are right here.
Prone on the ground. I am large. Grande.
And you guys were around here.
Everybody tie up the dragonborn.
Okay. I was right next to the egg sack because I set it
You're
on fire.
You're not wearing your shirt.
No, I'm not.
Actually, I was about 10 feet away from it so I could get a raised attack. There we are.
I did not realize that I was going to be tied up today, so I did not wear the shirt.
Trevenia, you are currently a spider. And here is... What's her face? Alright. Oh, there's that ring again.
Yep.
Okay.
As long as it continues to be rain and not hail.
Yeah, that'd be great. Azim, you're up first. Now that Nadar has been webbed to the ground, you can see past him, and there is one of those living shadows that you remember you encountered in the cornfield all those months ago.
Huh. I will yell at Nadar, I'm going to cut you out. Be ready.
Can I hiss?
Yes, yes. Hissing is a free action.
15, 20, 30,
5. Hit it with a stick. Your stick is non-magical, yes?
That is correct.
Okay.
17.
17 hits.
6 damage.
6 damage.
Take that.
It has
nothing.
Damage resistance versus bludgeoning.
Of course, so, Josh.
Down to 3.
Wait. Can we roll, like, a knowledge to remember how we effectively beat it the last time?
I think you guys just whittled it down.
Yeah, we just attritioned it today.
I honestly don't remember.
Second attack. 20.
20, natural?
No.
Okay, 20 is a hit.
4 to damage.
Down to 5.
And... take my free bonus punch. Twenty-seven for 8 damage.
27 for 8.
Yes.
Down to 4.
Okay. And
that is... Wait a minute.
What?
No, you didn't take the level that you needed for your monk attacks to be magic yet.
Did not.
Okay. Okay, so Azim, like a flash as he usually does, darts forward, nimbly jumping over the webbed Nadar and... whacks 3 times with his quarterstaff and roundhouses again across the shadow's face, mostly passing through, but you met some resistance and you saw that some of its shadowed form is now coming off of it. It's slightly wavering. And now it is its turn.
I think I have its attention.
I believe you're right.
Better you than me.
You are lying down on the job.
18 to hit.
18 does not hit.
Ah, that's right, because you got your new...
ping.
Got these from Wonder Woman.
And it will move. It will swipe at you. You narrowly dodge out of the way, and it will use its attack to go back up into that hole in the ceiling. You get an attack of opportunity.
No holes.
24.
Ooh.
To hit.
Ah, that is a hit.
That sounds super successful. And,
make a con save or be stunned.
Part of the key point?
Yeah.
Okay, one second. Let me see if...
Got it.
Unless it's immune. It is not.
Sweet.
He's rolling out in front of everybody. That takes balls.
Right? Not terrible.
Probably 20.
12.
Oh, shit.
DC is 14.
Boom, 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 boom.
So it attempts to flee. But you... Usually you strike somebody to stun them by hitting, like, a pressure point. But it's a shadow?
Mm-hmm.
So...
It's like, I got hit!
Some of the shadows that you command coalesce around your hand, and you strike out with just a straight reverse punch, and the shadows that you command spider out into that shadow. And it kind of holds it in place.
Ah.
Second one down.
Oh, fuck.
Second what?
Second alert.
And,
oh.
And then another shadow descends out of the ceiling right next to Hafthor.
I click with my little mandible.
Orally. Actually, all of you make perception checks to see this.
Oh, good.
And Nadar, how much light does that put out? I need to know.
I need to know. It puts out.
It sheds bright light to 20 feet and dim light to an additional 20 feet.
Damn, alright.
And I've also got dim light in a 20 foot radius around my hammer.
Well,
yeah,
I can't hide as a bonus action while I'm in bright light. So, never mind. All of you do not need to make perception checks
because
the bright
15.
Light of his, that's within 20 feet of Nadar, so yeah. Nadar,
so we just see it?
Yeah, you guys see another shadow, a living shadow, fall out of the ceiling and attack Hafthor. 14 ain't gonna do it.
No, that's just gonna piss me off.
You have not come across one of these before. And you kind of bat it away with your shield.
I give it a very stern look.
Well, if it affects it, you don't know because it's literally a living shadow. So, that was the shadow's turn. Shadow tried to know, and it did not. So, in that case, it is Dravinia's turn.
Wow. I go next with the fucking 13.
You sure do.
Awful sauce. We'll
drop off on initiative.
It went from 19 to 13.
I crawl up to the shadow and bite it.
Okay. Totally a thing you can do. And because you're there, technically you get advantage.
Oh, yes.
I see you, town.
Huzzah! Well, that's good, because that's a natural 20.
Oh, shit. Oh, hot damn. Well done. Well, certainly. So, whatever... Does it tell you your damage on that card?
For a bite?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's 1d8 plus 3.
Okay, so...
Piercing.
You get 11 plus whatever d8 you roll.
So it's going to be 16 piercing.
16 down to 8.
Brutal.
Can I poison it?
Probably not. It is a living shadow. It is immune to poison.
And
Hey, at least it wasn't immune to stun.
Right.
So that part's cool. Cool.
It's not right, because I could actually, like, damage it. Right. And then I actually, I move forward, I think, 10 feet.
It's stunned.
Wait a minute, how much damage did you do with your stun? You never told me.
Oh. Yeah, I suppose that's true. Did I roll damage?
35.
Eight.
That was watching.
Incapacitated. Yeah, stunned creature is incapacitated.
Okay, so that's not an auto crit then?
No.
Okay.
Attack rolls against the creature have advantage, and the creature's stack rolls have disadvantage.
Well, nice. I mean, I figured because I was flanking it, I got
advantage. Creature automatically fails strength and dex saving throws.
Nice.
Attack rolls against the creature have advantage. Stunned creature is incapacitated. See the condition. Can't move. Can speak only falteringly. Where is incapacitated? Over here. It's not on here.
But anyway, how much damage did you do with your stun?
Eight, he said.
Eight, halved to four. Mm-hmm. So your bite actually disperses the creature. So you reach forward and your mandibles kind of reach around the creature's kind of head. And if you want a picture of what the creature looks like, it's right there.
Oh yeah, it's pretty much a Dementor.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, and it reaches around the head and chomps down, and you know, the venom still spits, but there's nothing there for it to go into. Just goes away. Please take it off the board. Alright, that's Dravenia. And Morella.
Oh, that's actually what this is. It's a shadow demon.
Well, it's a demon.
Oh. It's not a living shadow.
Morella will draw her rapier and move into flanking position with Half-Thor. And then she will attack twice. She's awesome. Riposte. Can I have my... Oh, never mind. No,
we don't want
I can, like, tilt the table this way.
Right, we need to get you some, like...
Bad tongs.
Some, like, grabby tongs. Yeah. You know, like the old people,
you know what,
like,
actually...
Little grabby thing.
Actually, I'm going to cover that surface, too.
You guys want me to go get a Clorox wipe?
Yeah, would you? Some ammonia.
Yeah, we need a hazmat team up in here.
All right, some Windex.
We got DM juju here.
Belt sander.
She rolls a 23 on her first attack.
Brutal.
And a 22 on her second attack.
Total brutal.
Total brutal. And that is a magical weapon.
Nice. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, Spaghetti-O. You are pwned.
Yeah. Oh yeah, she's gonna do full damage against this dude. Oh my god!
You roll max.
I rolled max.
Uh oh.
Wow. With her scimitar of speed, she lashes out with deadly proficiency, cuts off one of its arms, and then cuts it across the middle, and it like goes in half. But it manages to, like, recoalesce in the beginning, but its arm does not come back. And you can see that it's having a lot of trouble keeping its form. Wow. She just did 22 damage.
Before or after the...
It's not halved. Hers is magic.
Because...
Mm-hmm. Where's
yep.
Alright, Rumble, he's still on the ground.
Wait, no, I'm magic. I bit him.
I
you also killed him, by the way.
Touché.
I peek around the shadow. If I ever make you mad, please give me the chance to apologize.
She smiles and winks at you. You don't know if she accepted your offer or not.
You're only signing up for disaster.
Rumble is still on the ground. Really hasn't gotten him out. Ruli will, in fact...
explode into small chunks.
She does. She is obliterated.
No, Ruli!
Whoops.
I would so cry.
Should have made that C4.
She casts produced flame.
Now she's unruly.
I
Well done. And well done. And she will throw a said flame at creature. She will roll an 11 and miss.
Fade.
And that is her. After Ruli is Nadar. Alright, Nadar, you are restrained on the ground. Mm-hmm. Let me see how this works.
It's a strength check, I believe.
I believe it is.
So set DC.
Get that D20 warmed up, buddy.
Do you need some boob magic?
No, I think.
Alright, a creature restrained by the webbing has an action. The restrained target can make a DC 12 strength check. Bursting the webbing on success.
I rolled a 9. So that's a 13.
Oh, man, you got it. I thought you rolled a 9 in total.
No, I rolled a 9 on the die.
Thank goodness for those gauntlets. Right?
Yeah.
All right, so... You come, so this is how it worked. You came, you were about to hit, and webbed to the ground. And you kind of just sit up, Undertaker style, out of the webbing. You can get up using half your movement.
I will.
And use the other half to move towards a creature. So you got 15 feet of movement left. And you can bonus action to hit it if you wish.
Yeah. Nadar does not like scarecrows.
It's not a scarecrow, it's a shadow.
I know, but
yeah,
that's not
technically what... Mrs. King.
That's not what Nadar sees.
That's a deep cut right there.
Yeah.
Oh, you burned a bonus.
He's really scared.
His armor class isn't high. What'd you roll?
That's plus 3 proficiency.
12.
That is its armor class.
Oh my god! I rolled 4.
That's why you never rule it out,
aren't,
you know?
Difficult to hit.
They're just terrifying.
9 damage.
Okay.
With a crazy ass mace.
With a crazy ass mace.
Okay. I would like to tell you that it does radiant damage, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Shadows have vulnerability to radiant damage.
Okay.
And it is an undead. So your mace of disruption will go off. So please roll your radiant damage so I can double it.
Boom, shakalaka.
I told you, you'd get to use the goddamn mace.
Does it have less than 25 HP?
As a matter of fact, it does.
Oh, well, that is peculiar that you say that, because if it has 25 HP or fewer after taking damage... It must succeed a DC 15 wisdom save.
Well, go ahead and roll your damage.
Alright.
Because, as you recall, Morella just sincerely fucked this thing up.
And the other one did not take long to kill, actually.
7.
7...
Radiant damage.
Radiant damage, okay. Mm-hmm. And how much bludgeoning did you already roll?
9.
9?
Okay, and that's magical. It's a magical weapon, so you did 16 damage. It had 2 hit points left.
Oh.
So, please describe how you kill it with your new shiny mace.
Actually, you remember,
no.
Double radiant.
You doubled the radiant.
So it actually did 23 damage.
Yeah. It actually did 23 damage. And keep in mind, it had 2 hit points left as you describe how you kill it.
Okay, so Nadar gets up, sits up Undertaker style, and just turns his head to the shadow. And now, Nadar has had this thing with scarecrows this whole time.
He has.
So he just gets up, weighs his mace a little bit, and then does as strong a full round swing as he can, straight down.
Windmill style.
Yeah.
Okay, and as your mace connects with its head, as I described earlier, who was already trying to, having a hard time keeping its form, it turns and looks at this radiant, glowing mace is coming towards its head. And shadows are kind of hard to read emotions, but if they could look scared shitless, it does.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of slow motion contacts with its forehead, and you see it, like, burn away as the mace just goes straight through as if nothing's there. And
Nadar is doing the follow-through on this. So he is going the whole way down.
Oh, yes.
With his mace.
All the way down. And when your mace hits the rock, this... almost pulse of radiant energy
goes out and completely like lights up the tunnel for about 20 feet, and if there were any lingering shadows, they are gone.
And there's a beat with me, with my hammer raised and my shield, and I see that this thing that I was about to beat the shit out of is gone, and I go, oh.
I do not like scarecrows.
Wait. The scarecrows you thought looked like that?
Yes.
Well, there was the one.
Who the hell makes scarecrows that look like that?
Wasn't all right, two? In the one field, two of them. I believe.
I threw, like, yes. four of these at them when they were, like, level, what, two?
Two, yeah. It was, like, our first
what
adventure.
What is wrong with you?
They won!
And now we are deadly afraid of these MFs.
Now you know why they're afraid of cornfields, because...
But we also almost burned down the cornfield.
Guess what yeah. is on the same...
I made sure we saved
page
it,
...page as Shadows. I was actually just making that adventure up on the fly, and I was like, cornfield, yeah. Start some shadows and scarecrows in. That sounds great.
I don't have to flip through the book.
Oh, this is great. I don't know. Right, that makes sense.
No. All right. Okay. Well, so we murdered those things in a round.
Yeah. Yep. They are a CR half.
I'm presuming the fight, okay. The original fight you had with these things took significantly longer.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Because they almost killed us.
Yeah, you fell and...
Yeah, guys, just... Like they were like level 2 or 3, and if they hit, they do 2d6 plus 2 necrotic damage and do a d4 strength.
Yeah.
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 Oh!
That is no bueno.
Gentle listener, if you could have just seen Kenny's face.
Although, what's great is that means you can tank this thing because you are immune to their strength damage. Because the gauntlets... don't like give you an increase. They yeah. set your
set your
score. So they can do strength damage to you all day long as you're wearing those gauntlets. You're cool.
Mm-hmm. What if he got down to zero?
He'll have to keep track of it because then if he takes the gauntlets off, then he's fucked. But then, but you do have time to restart.
My hand is like...
Well done, compatriots. Now let us rest. The long.
That's why you always carry a headband of intellect down into the Underdark with you. Because then if you get one of those things that does the intelligence damage...
By the way, if the target dies if it reduces its strength to zero.
Yeah.
Also, if a non-evil humanoid dies from this attack, a new shadow rises from the corpse 1d4 days, hours
oh,
later.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
All Shadows right. are fun.
I turn no, my spider not. Ass around and I... Wait, what's this purple thing?
That was the end that was destroying.
Oh.
I made it color-coded.
I like it. I didn't know if that was rumble in the ground or
no,
what.
No.
Well, I guess we can continue.
Yeah, I turn my spider tail around and keep trucking.
Okay. Spider with a tail.
Right. So,
don't see that every day.
I couldn't figure out what I wanted to be.
What did Wooly say about this? We just killed a bunch of shadows.
Dog... She seems happy that you killed it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you killed the monster that was in her closet. She's happy about it. But
there's still the one under the bed.
There's still the one under the bed and the one in the rafters and the one in the sewers that promises she will float down there.
Oh. How ironic that you should use that as the...
I don't know what to mean.
Let's tally forth.
All right, so...
Good thing you're the one holding the deadlights this time.
You don't see any more execs down this short 50-foot tunnel that's covered in this translucent web, but you do see a wall of webbing blocking off the tunnel.
All right, same type of, like, kind of crystalline-type web?
It's not really crystalline. It's still webbing, but it's just translucent and faintly glowing.
All right, I'll take just one finger, and I'll just kind of... gauntleted finger and just kind of pluck it.
But, wait, hold on.
You want him to do that first?
Damn right. I'm gonna, like...
You were ahead of him, so it makes sense that you got there first.
Right, yeah.
Nothing within the immediate vicinity, although you do feel...
And when you say immediate vicinity, you mean...
a 40-foot area.
Okay.
But you do feel 2 or 3 more egg sacs in that 40-foot spans. You do feel that the webbing actually goes up and down and to the sides past this wall of webbing. So
it doesn't go down, though? It just goes... Or wait, you said it goes up and down?
Up, somewhat down, and to the sides. It looks like past this webbing might lead into a cavern. Not that you can tell them that, but you don't see any monsters directly within foot. Or you can try to tell them that, because honestly, yeah, watching what you do that scene? Is hilarious.
Did David fall down the well?
And
oh, please. Please come to our chance.
I want to figure out if this is... if the web is at least just soft enough to cut through with my sword.
You put a finger on it and kind of try to pluck, and it's stuck to your gauntleted finger.
Mm. Very sticky.
Oh, yeah. All of it has been quite sticky. All
right.
Bling, you pull with enough strength, and it comes through, and it kind of sends vibrations out through the webbing.
And I think... Any extra, like... Mm-mm. No.
All right.
What to me?
I find a patch of it on the wall. Mm-hmm. Maybe one that's not, like, necessarily, you know, got some, like, rock or something like that in between that. I want to take my sword and just kind of see if I can slice it.
Okay. You kind of put your sword through and kind of slice a little hole. And, of course, it sticks to your sword. Mm-hmm. So, try to, like, pull your sword free. And you can. It's not too difficult. It's not like your sword's stuck in there.
But plus magical sword.
Yeah, some of the webbing is stuck to the sword as you pull it free. And you've cut a small hole. Try to look through it.
Well, no, I was mainly just like... I was just trying to see if I could slash through this. Yeah. I didn't cut the main wall of the web. Some of the stuff that was actually up on the wall. Oh, just okay. To see if it would slice.
Like the rock wall.
It's cuttable, yes.
Okay.
Nadar doesn't have sharp weapons, so this is not going to be helpful for him.
You could pull a Shrek and just...
You could also sense that the webbing in front of you is kind of thick. Like there's a thick wall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not that she can tell you that, but this is for her knowledge.
This is for her. Okay, try it.
I back them away, and I'm going to use a spell.
Nadar speaks spider.
Spider.
No, you don't.
I will attempt to.
If you did.
Burn the web away with burning hands.
I do.
Hot damn. All right.
Go ahead.
Okay. It's a dex save and damage.
Webbing doesn't get a dex save, so just roll away.
I feel a little lost in that room. Did this.
That's more like what it is. The spider. You see now the mandibles.
What, 3, 6, I think, right?
Burning hands is pretty good now, yeah.
It's a level 1 spell, isn't it?
3d6.
Actually, I will also, in this case, I will douse the web with some oil.
Okay, yeah.
Before I do this, too.
That
you totally makes think total you sense.
Just to maximize
spider.
The burn time on it. Is.
I technically, you could speak Druidic, and we could talk.
We could talk.
Alright. He rolled a 20 to speak spider.
Yeah, 3d6 fire damage.
Okay.
Mr. Mintman.
Wait a minute, Mr. Mintman.
So...
Douse it.
Dowling it.
Back up.
Oh. Ah, burns us. Burns us. Press us.
4. You. 11 fire.
11 fire. Yeah. Roll another d6.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hot damn.
Another 6.
So 17 fire.
Yeah.
And it continues to burn. So you step back. Roll another d4.
Another 3.
Alright, so 20 fire total. As you step back and you summon the fire spell, and it burns a little hotter than you expected out of your hands. And that hits the oil on the web. And big bright light, and all of the webbing that was blocking the cavern is gone. Dissipated immediately. Terrible smell. And you burn away the last of the webbing, and before you lies a large natural cavern. The floor lies roughly 40 feet below you, with a natural but well-trodden ramp leading down to the left. Along the wall below you and to your right appear to be small dwellings.
carved along into the cavern wall, spanning from floor to ceiling. In the center is what you guess is about a 30-foot-tall platform with a ramp spiraling up from the floor to the platform top. Atop this wide platform are four large stalagmites. Anyone who is proficient in religion, and actually all of you, no, roll religion or intelligence check.
Not bad.
17.
Good.
18.
Good.
16.
Good.
12.
Not good.
Not good. All right, so Nadar, Javinia, and Azim.
You mean Hathor?
Yes. Hathor. I'm sorry, what's your name again? No. Nadar, Javinia, and
first base.
What's my name again?
And Hathor, you all recognize immediately that these four large stalagmites are arrayed in that mountain pattern that you saw earlier, that you knew, that you figured out earlier, refers to Grumbar.
So this is some sort of temple to Grumbar, it appears, at least in the, or an altar or a shrine.
Something like it. And it's funny because they have arranged four stalagmites in this area, and carved with designs and encrusted with gems. These stalagmites seemed sacred and revered, with long forgotten and forlorn offerings scattered around their base.
Ooh, offerings.
Emanating from the ceiling is a soft, multicolored light, glittering from the gem-encrusted ceiling, whose endless facets dance across the room, reflecting low purple light, emanating from more of those glowing purple sacks attached by the webbing to the walls. More of this somewhat translucent and luminescent webbing covers the cavern walls. Bodies of different sizes hang from stalactites and the walls. And three large horse-sized spiders with black exoskeletons and glowing purple abdomens skitter across the ceilings. Now, originally, I was going to have you make a stealth check at disadvantage, but
I believe that one's over with.
Yeah, since we entered the cavern,
yeah, that ship has sailed.
Such astounding fashion, they all look
knock,
towards
knock,
you,
bitches,
and
so I know raise, is this Gem Grove,
and raise their seems mandibles high.
For anyone who cares, this cavern is 60 feet tall. And up on this ledge, you are 40 feet up.
So 20 feet above us.
Yes, 20 feet above you is the cavern. You are 40 feet up on this ledge. This ramp goes downward to the cavern floor, which is 40 feet below you. This is a 30-foot-tall platform.
So if some creature up on the roof were, say, blown off by a thunder wave, it would fall 60 feet, you're saying?
Technically. And, I think we roll initiative now.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
Oh, no!
Hey, buddy.
How many dice are you putting in the fuck-off pile tonight?
Hey, buddy.
This is the Black Arrow. It's usually pretty good for me.
Okay. Hey, buddy.
You're still going ahead of me.
I rolled a natural 20.
Of course you did. This is your home.
Shut the fuck up.
You're in a grove. You're cool.
Right? Like, yo, this place feels kind of similar.
Actually, Nadar's weirded out. He's fought scarecrows. He's underground. He's scared of ropers.
No better time to lash out in anger.
I do not like this place.
Spiders.
So you asked for multiple markers, and you used one of them.
Two.
No, he already had the black one. He just used one.
You piece of shit.
you.
Would you like to bitch some more before I decide who my first target is? Or, I mean.
I mean, that's fine. Let me be your first target. That's fine. Uh huh. We'll see how it goes.
Fucking.
When the cameras are off.
Uh huh. Okay. So they got that.
This is your.
Okay.
So how much experience do we get for the spider webs?
Marilla.
At least 5.
Marilla got a 9 again. She seems to be getting a 9. A lot.
By the way, mine's a 23.
Watch out, we got a badass over here.
I'm just letting you know, I ain't a badass. Damn it.
23.
We both got a 23. What's your dex?
20.
I think yours is better than mine.
Slightly. I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, mine's a 16.
Wow. Number of the beast over here. Rolled 3 sixes in a row. It's not good, guys.
No.
So, you remember how we talked about dusting off and fireball it from orbit?
Yeah.
Now, would be a good time.
25 to 20. 23? 23.
He's a 23.5, obviously.
Does anybody care if I take this last boulder rock?
Go ahead.
Go for it. Unless it's peach. Is it peach?
2015.
It's the IPA.
Okay, yeah. Drink to your heart's content.
2015?
Anybody? 20 to 15?
15
to 10? Anybody? 15
to 10? Wow, guys.
Listen, I did much better this go round.
Seriously, guys, we went from 23 to 13. You guys are awesome. 10 to 5.
5.
Jesus Christ. Alright, well, Morella goes at a 9. Ruli goes at an 8. What's your dex?
0.
Well, you go before Rumble. The dog goes at a 5.5. Rumble goes at a 5.
3.
Shadow yikes. Goes at a 4.
And Hathor rounding out the initiative.
Shadow or spider?
Oh, sorry. Did I say that?
I heard, yeah.
This is bullshit.
Okay.
Bullshit.
Hopefully it's just Shadow and not the Shadow. Whoa. Slightly different.
But the drops, though.
Azizan!
Azizan!
Assassin! Azim!
I'm Aziz.
Azizan.
Actually, it's the season for Azizan.
Are you the reason for the season?
He's creasing for a reason.
Creasing for a reason.
So where, I replaced
them. Well, I had shit. 3 spider minis, but someone turned into a spider and used my shit, so,
this so is my surprise don't. Face.
John, could you give me some kind of large in it? Just large mini out of there?
Yeah, and you can make me not a spider. We can make the actual spider a spider. Solidarity with the spider brethren.
Well, I mean, they're not all spiders, but I figured that was okay.
The large insectoids.
This one's actually over here, tending to some egg sacs.
Is that what all these are?
No, those are the houses.
Okay.
Houses?
Yeah, so, said there were small dwellings, cars.
Oh. I didn't realize that you meant literal domiciles. Yep. Roger.
There's dim light throughout the cavern, so you can see all of this, and I mean the abdomens of these creatures light up purple, so they can't really hide too well.
Oh no, let's go crazy.
Okay, top of the round, Azizan.
Asians?
Asian.
Guess what you have now that has 120 foot reach?
Yeah.
Kamehameha.
Kamehameha.
Oh shit, I forgot you had the slippers too.
Yeah. Sure do. Upside down Kamehameha.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I mean, they aren't too crazy good. I mean, I don't think they work on webbing.
They do not.
But they will work on
the ceiling.
Yeah.
The
anything that's rock.
The whole thing's coated in webbing, just letting you know.
Well, let's light it on fire. It's the worst thing that could happen.
I'm starting to roll low on oil, dude.
Oh.
You by the time you got down this cavern, you burned about a dozen.
Fair.
I mean, it don't take much, but we've burned a lot of them.
Alright, well, let's try this new laser beam business I got here.
Laser beam away, my friend.
Shoot.
Roll twice and win.
Whichever one is closest, I guess.
That'd be that one over there.
Yeah.
I mean, you can hit all three of them from this distance.
To the edge. 5d10. That is an 18 to hit.
18 does.
For 4.
Which one are you hitting?
This one.
I'm going to double check
anything,
you.
Right?
I'm going to double check you. I don't think you do, but.
I think you can do it twice, can't you?
You do get two of them.
Do I?
Yes, you do.
You get as many Eldritch Blasts as you have attacks.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the thing, is that's where warlocks are have a little bit of an advantage, because whereas wizard and sorcerer cantrips, the damage increases, but you only get one. Your damage doesn't increase, but you get multi attack with your cantrip.
Okay, so you did 4 at first?
Yeah.
You don't add anything, do you?
No,
it's just straight damage die.
Okay.
If you hit, you'll do good.
Yeah. 15.
Hit.
For 8 more damage.
Same one?
Yeah.
So 12 total. Alright, describe how you... Because I know you're just getting used to your Eldritch Blast, so please describe how you effectively shoot these two off.
So with Asim, it's going to be like a force punch. Like he's going to act like he's punching monster, and just a little ghostly fist is just going to come out of his fist.
Okay.
Fucking Master Sword style. And
what's his ghostly fist look like?
Just a little purple, not their shade of purple, my own shade of purple. Just translucent, like a little, like I seem sized fist. It's not big. Just
nice.
Or a foot, or whatever.
I'm going to say that
a
trail of blackish, purplish smoke trails behind.
Okay.
And you, if it wasn't attached to its own webbing, it might have to roll something to fall, but you hit one of its legs off, and it just takes the other one in the abnet totally.
Well, now I have its attention.
Yes, you certainly do. All right, Dravenia, your turn.
Okay, I drop spider form.
Drop spider form. You have your mini, yes?
I do. Could jigger.
And now suddenly a fourth spider appears.
Weirdly! I don't know where that one came from.
Good at it. I am going to... I just picked my new spells... I'm going to cast Produce Flame.
Okay. What's the range on that?
Um, 300 miles.
Well, certainly go.
Actually, hold on. Is there anything 30 feet from me?
No.
Okay.
Me.
Then just kidding. I'm not going to Produce Flame then.
Okay. Take your time.
How large did you say this cavern was?
60 feet tall.
And we're 40 feet up.
Sure.
How wide? How big is it?
However wide that is.
Pretty fucking large.
You do have your broom.
Sure do.
100. Well, 100 to that end, and then...
Actually, Azim's been carrying that lately, hasn't he?
Yeah, that has been his thing. because I've been turning into creatures and whatnot.
And 160 long.
Large.
I mean, you can summon it. You know the command word.
This is true.
Window dressing.
He summoned it out of your pack. You can certainly summon it out of his bandages that he has wrapped around himself.
Mm-hmm.
And some mud that really caked on you.
No, I gave him like some of my common clothes and we just cinched him up.
That's true. That's true.
Very loose flow.
I actually don't have like any good spells for right now. Like, I didn't realize where that'd be. Mm-mm.
Got those harem pants working now. See?
Tough to pick sometimes.
Yeah. So I'm going to pull out my short bow and just blink.
Blink away. Yeah. All right. Roll to hit. You're certainly within range of a short bow.
That's not going to hit. That's going to be a 13.
That is its armor class.
Oh, hot damn. So it's going to be 8 piercing.
Wow, that's really good. Which one are you shooting at?
I'm going to say this one that's tending to the eggs.
All right, that was the one that he was shooting at. So, wow. It's taking 20 damage so far.
And...
would you like to move?
Now that I'm squishy, I'm going to...
move backward.
Yeah.
I like his plan.
All right, and that's me.
Okay, spider's turn.
Oh boy.
They all disappear.
Oh no.
Oh goody.
Oh gnomes.
You see a puff of shadow and they're all gone.
Damn.
Well, that's new.
I could have cast a web. Like, I could have.
And that's. They're gonna do that.
Hostiles.
Never heard the wind whisper hostiles before. Okay. They disappear and then do nothing. Next is Morella. She doesn't see any contacts, so she will... Oh, what kind of spells has she got rocking?
Don't suppose she has fairy fire, does she?
Wouldn't help. She will cast Feign Death. No, I'm kidding.
She's not a
water. Heal.
It's not working. Your heals seem to be not affecting. Bahamut has abandoned you.
Come on, Hunter. Hunter gear.
Told you we shouldn't go into this fucking cave.
Oh, man. All right, so...
stay away from the goddamn tail.
She will... give a inspiration dice to Hathor. She will just... she'll be like, this is fine! This is fine! And she will start playing a little dwarven tune.
I will tell her to move behind me.
Yeah, she's already way back there. She actually moved just a couple steps back.
Is that with the scimitar above her head?
Oh.
Oh, no, never mind.
She will move right there, yeah. And next is Ruli. Ruli.
Be careful, Ruli.
I tell Ruli to have the rock guy watch her flank.
Yeah, Ruli will do that. Here. She knocks in a weird pattern on the ground, and Rumble comes back up behind you guys. Actually, that's not his turn. He will do that on his turn. Is everyone at full?
Mm-hmm.
Oh no!
Except Rumble, who only took 10.
She will cast fairy fire here, and nothing is illuminated.
Okay, that's her turn. Who's next?
Yeah, and then she panics. that's a free action, though. Nadar, 5 points.
I panic for a free action.
Okay, so Nadar is going to... he's going to have his mace at the ready. He's going to step out to here.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to hold his action until he sees a spider.
Okay.
And cast a spell.
Got it. Rumble will hold. Will come out of the ground and hold their flank.
What are you looking for?
Minis.
I have Rumble right here. Rumble is here.
He's back in the tunnel, yeah, so.
Oh, hell no. I am scared.
I had four of these. Where'd the fourth one come?
I don't know, you only brought out two earlier.
No, well, I had four. Brought out four.
I was
going to
say.
Uh oh.
When you've got too many tables as a DM.
Out of the walls.
Oh, look.
Come some shadows.
Evidently, the one next to Nadar did not see what happened to his friend.
Yeah.
Nope.
No.
Okay. So they will all advance. Boom. Boom. All right. Hathor, Nadar, and two on a Z.
Like
this does not trigger your action because you said spiders.
Yeah.
All right.
Some of the beach.
All right. Rolling with advantage on Azim twice.
Do not.
Damn it. All right. Miss. Miss. I should have never given you those damn bracers. Alright, they both miss. Rolling without advantage on Nadar. Miss. Rolling without advantage on Hathor. Miss. With only a plus four to attack, I have trouble hitting all of you. And that is them. They appeared, moved, and attacked. So, got some shadows to contend with. Hathor, it is finally your turn.
All right.
Must be Tuesday.
Move me around to flank with Marilla.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
Sauce.
And, I'm going to power attack.
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
Kajiga.
15 to hit.
Ah, that is their armor. Well, no, that is more than their armor class.
Fan-fucking-tastic. So... Let's see, it's a D8.
And you're attacking with your magical Warhammer, I trust?
Indeed, I am.
All right.
So, what, plus... 17 damage total.
I need that, because they also have resistances to, like, fire and stuff.
They have resistance to fire?
They do.
Okay, so they'll take one additional fire damage instead of two.
Okay, so 16?
16.
Bludgeoning? Jesus.
Well, 15 magical bludgeoning and...
One
fire.
Okay, so 60... Wow! Okay!
Power attack, baby!
Owie!
And power I will do the same is... for my second attack.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Advantage is good. So that'll be 14 to hit.
14 does hit.
Okay. So that'll be... Woo! 18 and 1.
18 and 1, so 19 additional damage.
Uh-huh.
You disperse it. It emits a... And the flames, like, singe the shadow away.
Okay, and this...
Marilla is very pleased.
And as I do this, I'm uttering a prayer to Kossuth,
mm-hmm.
Celebrating the three great fires, the fire of birth, the fire of destruction, and the fire of rebirth.
Nice. Like that. Awesome. Take that shadow away, please.
Which one? This one?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, it is most assuredly fucking.
And
dead.
That was that one. So I'll go ahead and move me into flanking with Seam as well if I can squeeze
yeah,
into that corner.
You can totally do it.
Yeah, you've got enough movement.
Sweet.
Okay. Sweet. I can just mark that one off. After half the lower top of the round is Seam. You all of a sudden have flanking.
We'll just take advantage of that fact.
I like shadows. They're fun.
Yeah, obviously.
I like power attack. That's fun.
Yeah, especially with magic hammer.
I like you guys. You're awesome.
Aw, thank you.
Especially with magic hammers.
Roll two and a three.
Are you serious?
Especially
oh, man.
What's that with your bonuses, though?
But then I rolled a 20.
Natural 20.
So it's like you hit both.
So it's like a hit both. Right. So that will be 14 bludgeoning damage.
Half to 7.
Half to 7. And let's take my one bonus punch.
Okay.
Twenty-3 to hit.
Yeah.
For another 10.
Tab to 5. 12 damage. It's still respectable. That blood ate it. So next is Ravenia.
Okay. As I'm walking away, I say to Ruli, I know you're strong, but please stay safe. And I cast Produce Flame, and I throw it at that shadow.
Go ahead.
I know that he takes lessened fire damage, but...
Did not specifically mean
that's
to
a
like,
natural fucking one.
Hey, look at that.
Nadar, a flame whizzes, actually, Hathor, a flame whizzes by your head.
Like, really close. Like, you feel the heat.
And that happens all the time.
Yeah, that's very true. You're used to it. It's fine.
I know better than to roll on a surface like
that. I will have to trim my beard to even that side out, though.
Maybe
now.
A little bit. Maybe a little bit.
Okay.
And then I... Okay, that's... Yeah, that's good. I'm good.
Cool.
I'm good.
Excuse me.
Oh, not the spider.
Here we go.
Oh, God bless America.
Poof.
Can I shoot my spell now?
Yeah, sure. Give me a second.
He did say he held his action till he saw a spider.
This is on the wall here. The other one hasn't reemerged yet. You can go with your spell.
Get it.
Alright. So, I need the spider to make a dexterity saving throw.
Which one? The one directly behind you or the one next to Dravinia?
The one that's on the wall.
The one directly behind you. Constitution, you said?
Dexterity.
Dexterity, oh. As you might imagine, spiders are pretty good at dex.
Yeah.
So...
I'm hoping for a low roll.
19.
That is the opposite of that thing you wanted?
Yeah, that's the opposite of what I wanted.
I'm the dungeon master. I don't give you everything you want.
My sacred flame splashes harmlessly against the wall.
Harmlessly against the wall.
Harmlessly.
All right, well, good to know. Now they'll attack.
No.
First, they'll attack you.
Mm-hmm.
Because, hey, you cast a spell at me. Why would you do that?
True attention to yourself.
That's okay. I'm shiny.
That is true.
Cool. 21.
Meat.
Oh, man. That.
Oh, no.
You have a little twitch. Right here. Mm-hmm. In your
don't
eyebrow.
Say.
Mm.
Well...
He did say.
You know that high rolling thing that I told you about? Stop it.
The more you tell me to stop it, the more it happens. I'm just telling you.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
You take 12 piercing damage because I rolled max, and I need you to make me a constitution saving throw.
Oh dear.
I think your con's pretty good though.
Dear.
No? Oh.
What'd you get?
No, that is not even nearly what you needed.
No. No, 4 is not a good number.
It's a good number for me.
Oh,
man. I can't remember the last time I actually got a decent hit on you guys.
Stop that. This is wrong.
Bro!
That's it. I'm rage quitting.
Table flip.
Now, I don't want you to be mad at me when I tell you this.
Oh,
but
no.
But I need you to take
23 poison damage.
Don't worry, we'll get... How the fuck is he supposed to not be mad at you for that?
Because he'll be dead. You can't.
Don't
be
worry,
mad
don't worry. The cleric will figure. Oh shit.
You know the opposite of what you just said? That's what I am right now.
Are you down?
No.
I was about to say.
Thank
so
God. 23
plus 12, 35, huh?
Yeah.
35 damage total.
Oh man, I'm definitely bloody right now.
So, okay, so this thing appears out of nowhere and clamps down right into your neck, which is probably why you missed the hell out of your sacred flame, and you feel this dark, necrotic poison pulse into your body, and it burns and then is numb, and you have trouble breathing, and you feel your heart slow down.
Ooh. Oh, shit.
And now I attack Dravinia.
Oh, shit.
I rolled a natural 3.
Oh, thank God.
This one reaches forward with both of its mandibles, and you kind of do a neo,
I was just a spider, so I was like, nope.
You just, like, barely, like, you feel that one of the venom-soaked fangs almost brush your neck as you dodge out of the way. Oh, and that was the spider's turn. Good, strong turn for the DM. Hey, it can happen.
Suck a dick.
Morella's turn. Morella is really scared, but will draw her scimitar and attack this spider to face.
How far up is he? He's got to do what? 5?
That's a hit. And, that's a miss on the second one. Yeah, it's a miss. Alright, so d6 plus 5.
Although.
They do not have damage resistances. So d6 plus 5. That spider takes 7 damage. It is not looking good. This is the spider that previously took a bunch of damage from you two. And she cuts a deep gash into one of its abdomen, and it's with blinding speed, she comes back for the second one, but it's one of its legs bats the scimitar away. And she will, as a bonus action, give Nadar an inspiration die. Ruli will cast Produce Flame and throw it at the spider. Actually, no, she already casted Produce Flame, so she still has some flame left, yes?
Yeah.
That's how Produce Flame works?
I don't remember.
Didn't you just cast it?
But it didn't fucking work, yeah, so...
She didn't just cast it. She said, no, that won't go that far.
Yeah.
No, I did.
In 3.5, it was multiple attacks with Produce Flame.
But I think Produce Flame is a cantrip.
It says the flame remains there for the duration... And harms neither you nor your equipment. It sheds light. You can also attack with a flame, although doing this ends the spell.
Okay.
When you cast the spell...
How much damage does this do?
1d8, and then at 5th level, a second.
Okay. So she throws a flame at the spider in front of you, Dravinia, and hits.
Please.
Does 7 damage. Better. Funny story, that's enough to kill a spider. She was like, Dravinia! And she kind of shakes her hand and it kind of lights up with flame.
like a glow stick?
And just flicks it at the spider and it...
Oh, you spit.
Oh, I'm sorry. And gets into one of the wound that Morella just opened up with the sword and kind of like infests into the abdomen and boils it and it kind of like... Not pops, but kind of like breaks open in several places, and some ooze comes out, and it turns over, and its legs curl up. All right, good job. Next that's really Nadar.
Nadar. So Nadar's not happy.
I want to fix your situation, buddy.
Yeah, dog. You got a spider and a shadow all up on you.
I'm gonna take the first one.
Uh huh.
Nadar's going to take his hammer and come at the shadow.
All right.
Bold strategy, Cotton.
Oh, failed strategy, Cotton.
That's its armor class.
Oh, shit. Not a failed strategy, JK Lols.
Shadows aren't hard to hit. If you can hit them.
And this thing's going to take some pain.
Oh, yeah. It has damage vulnerability towards radiant.
So, 9 regular attack. 5 radiant damage.
So 10, so 19 total.
Mm-hmm.
Still up.
Is it less than 25?
It has less than 25 to begin with.
Okay, then it needs to make a constitution saving throw.
Okay.
No, sorry, wisdom.
Natural 1.
It explodes.
Oh, that's so cool! Please describe how that happens.
So,
disrupted.
Or be destroyed. So, Nadar's attack, he swings back and haymakers it.
Mm-hmm.
And as it makes contact, it flares brightly and the shadow just poofs.
Nice.
Dissipation.
Love it.
So, Nadar's like, alright, I'm not handling this shit. Pulls up a shield, says a spell, calls on the power of Bahamut, and golden dragons start floating out of a shield.
Oh,
you're not fucking around, dude.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm going to need all these creatures to make wisdom saving throws.
And any spider
and
that may or may not be.
How wise are these creatures?
Also, any spider that may or may not be close within a spell.
It's out of phase.
Yeah, it's in a different dimension.
Guys, I
didn't realize there were phase spiders.
Yeah, they.
Nadar tells me that this is his dojo. Right then.
Fear does not exist in this dojo, does it?
Right. Oh, good. The spider gets a plus 0. What's my DC?
15.
Natural 16.
Oh!
You can look at it.
Son of a bitch. It is a natural 16.
Alright.
The shadows, however, let's see what they get. Let's consult the data. They have also plus nothing. Natural 20.
Motherfucker here.
Yeah.
Natural 17!
Motherfucker!
So, everybody takes 8 radiant damage.
Oh, but the shadows have vulnerability towards radiant damage, so
now
they take
do.
16! They're still
sorry.
Up!
Sorry, pardon me. They take 4 radiant damage. You get halved.
So they take 8?
Yes.
Okay. So, noted. Thank you.
And
that's
they,
really badass.
They are also halved. Their speed is halved.
Alright!
But as long as they're in the grinder, they're still going to be taking damage, aren't they?
Next turn, they take their damage as well. And that is all in the dark turn.
Seems like enough.
Seems like it.
Except. No, I'm just kidding. Whose turn is it now?
Well... Rumble's turn.
Rumble smash.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Rumble, attempt to smash. Natural 15.
Rumble smash.
Natural 7, but he's got a plus 8, so yeah, rumble smash twice.
Rumble.
Alright.
He hits hard, too.
He does hit hard.
Like a ton of bricks?
You're a villain.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Right. IRL. 10, 14, super villain.
14.
Damn, I was find that corny. That was corny to me, right?
No more corn!
We're fighting the shadows. What do you expect? Corn.
Only the shadow knows about the corn.
So he does 14 damage with the first hit and 15 damage with the second hit. Both of those are halved. So that's 7 and 7. So it does 14 damage total to that one, which had 4 hit points left. So actually the first one destroyed it. And
redirect to the spider?
Yeah, redirects to the spider. Who does not have damage resistance towards bludgeoning, so 15 damage to that spider.
Huzzah!
Smash! The shadow just dissipates in your and turns around. That's Rumble's turn. Shadows.
Shadow.
Situation has changed somewhat.
Situation has changed. It's still going to try to go after his aim, though.
Get some.
Try to get some.
Got some.
Oh, no.
Natural 20.
Man, that's
oh,
like
no.
two in a row, dude.
Hey, man, sometimes...
No, we need to get rid of that guy.
No. He had a mounds. Sometimes we don't feel like nothing.
Mm.
He had a mounds.
How about we don't?
Luckily, I don't think the strength drain is doubled, but you... Ooh, God. All right.
Well, you wanted shadow powers, you got them.
I have 22 necrotic damage.
This is how you get shadow powers right here.
And take one strength.
Oh dear. Das ist nicht gut. This is nicht gut.
It sees a certain situation, but they're drawn to non-evil beings. They love to feed on non-evil beings, and you get a bit overconfident as you see your companions lay waste to its companions, and you turn around, strike a pose, and it reaches forward, and you try to block as you normally would, but it passes right through your arm and reaches right into your chest and almost grabs your heart, and you feel your life essence being drained into it.
That's definitely cheating.
Definitely cheating. And that's its turn. Hafthor.
Okay. I just saw what this thing did to my friend, and I am not happy about that.
You sure did.
Please move me into flanking with a seam.
5, 10, 15,
25.
You have just enough movement.
I know. I've been watching for that. Power attack.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a 19 on the die.
Super hits.
I'll do that shit. So, that'll be...
Critting with shadows sucks.
So, yeah, that'll be 21 bludgeoning damage.
Power attack, baby.
So...
And, 4 fire reduced to 2.
So, describe how you destroy it.
I wind back and I just do an uppercut strike.
Mm-hmm.
And knock it off the ledge where it just dissipates as it falls
nice.
To the bottom.
I like it. The shadows are actually burned away as it dissipates.
And, then I look over to my right.
Mm-hmm.
And I take my hammer, and I'm going to hurl it at that fucking spider.
Roll.
Not power attacking this time.
Roll.
And I'm going to miss.
All right.
And I will.
What do you add?
Well, yeah, that's true. The plus 7 is 12.
Nope.
Darn.
Okay, I reel it back in.
Okay. You can do that as a bonus action, I suppose. All right. Top of the round, Azim. Please take that shadow off the board.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
So that spider...
And also, I'm seeing now that we've got space right here between me and Nadar, so I'm keeping an eye on that space to see if another spider pops up.
Okay.
Because I've seen now how they operate.
Yep. They operate remarkably like phase spiders, except you imagine they're going into a different plane.
Well, I have no idea what phase spiders are, but I just saw that these things popped up
and
what happened to
me. You weren't with the party when I encountered the phase spider.
Yeah.
If I get up on the wall above that spider, am I flanking with Nadar?
He's got the spidey shoes.
The wall is covered with webbing, so you wouldn't be able to use your spider shoes.
Yeah, he could.
They don't operate on webbing. He'd still stick. They're not that badass.
Oh.
Like, every inch of the wall and the ceiling is all webbing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like if you've ever played Skyrim.
But it reached Nadar, so I can reach it.
Sure.
You could skirt around to the other side by Morella, and you'd be kind of flanking. Because it's actually up on the wall, so it's sideways.
That wouldn't be flanking.
Meh, yeah.
Well, technically, it's not taking up that four space. It's actually sideways, remember? It's up on the wall.
But he would have to be, like...
He's also huge. Or not huge, but he is large.
Natural 20.
Oh, shit.
They go both ways. So that is 18 damage.
18 damage?
Yeah.
Must protect our
Describe
own.
How you kill it.
Ah!
because, good God.
I just come over here while it's trying to fuck with Ndar and just sweep all of one side of its legs off the wall.
Okay, yeah, I like it. You sweep so hard that two of them break, and the other two are dislodged, and it falls right in front of you, and you kind of just finish off with a quick jab to, like, the stick goes through.
His head.
Like, the underside of its jugular, and you pretty sure you hit some vital organs.
Something important in there.
Yeah. And some, like, as you see it die, like, you see, like, the blood come out, but almost like wispy shadow also comes out. Well,
very natural.
Dravenia, technically we're still in combat.
There's another spider in here. We must be careful.
Yeah, I know. I fucked up the door.
Let's see.
I felt good.
Not for him.
Well, where is Dude Man? I'm just trying to get up here. Like, I'm just trying to move.
Dude Man is technically here.
Can I go through his space? Because he's
friendly?
Yeah,
he's an ally.
That's me. I just double moved.
Okay. It was gonna go after Hathor, but since you separated for yourself from the group so nicely, I appreciate that.
Is it its turn?
Yep.
Oh dear.
17.
It's.
This is gonna hurt.
Real bad. I don't know if I'll survive it.
Well, didn't I crit on you to do that much damage?
You did. You got crit.
Mm-hmm.
You got right. Crit.
So, first of all, and I rolled max on that. Oh, yeah. So you take 7 piercing, and I need a con save. And your con's actually really good for some reason, so.
For some reason. Bitch, I pick my scores. That's why.
She's got a dank ass con.
She works out in the woods.
She does.
Not that dank ass con.
Oh, no. What'd you roll?
8.
Nope, that's not good enough.
Yeah, I know. Let's go. Tell me how dead I am. I'm not dead.
Not enough to kill you. It's just enough to mortally wound you. It's fine. I rolled not nearly as good as I did on Chun.
Thank the deities.
All right. Have 15 poison damage.
Ow.
So that was 22 in total.
Yep.
And, that's its turn. It moved, bonus action,
I scream in agony.
It's funny because there's another spider in here. Be careful.
I wasn't careful.
All right, that was the spider's turn. Morella.
It's time for me to pee.
Will take her hand crossbow out and shoot at the spider, who hasn't been damaged yet. That will hit the spider. And she will do 8 damage to said spider. And then that's her. Ruli will produce flame and throw. Natural 1. The dart. Your turn, buddy.
I'm gonna need you to make a con saving or a wisdom saving throw.
No, oh yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Still going.
That's a 10.
No better.
Well, I forgot that was going. God, that looks
awesome.
That'll
be 17 damage as Golden Dragons whip through it.
Oh, my God. 17 damage? Oh. Fuck me sideways, guys.
We're level 6s, dude. So you'll hit us really hard.
So
one
natural 20 on my roll.
It is, I saw it.
And it's a fiend! Oh, no!
9.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 9. Oh, somebody's about to break the damage record.
14. God damn.
So 14 physical damage.
Okay.
And 5 radiant damage.
Which is doubled because it's a fiend, right?
No, it just takes it.
You had 7 hit points left.
The spider?
Please describe how you kill it.
So the it gets taken by the golden dragons, mm-hmm. and then I come up because it's concentrating mm-hmm. on Dravidia, and I just explode its
its back abdomen. Yeah. Oh, I love that. So your golden dragons like come in and like kind of ravage through it, their golden claws scraping its abdomen. It's screaming in pain, and it's about to try to attack Dravini again. You come in with your oldie but goodie standard haymaker and come down, and you hear it crack, and blue or purple spider goo just explodes everywhere, all over you. But the radiant energy also bursts out and burns most of it away.
Mm-hmm.
And it, Dravini, this thing that was like basically attached to you at the time became a lot lighter all of a sudden, and you push it off and half of its body kind of falls and then falls down the rest of the way into the cliff.
Thank you.
And that is all the enemies in this particular cavern,
and the door is covered in
I said the radiant energy pulse kind of burned most of that away, but you still have some on you. Yes,
you got a little bit of goo
some
on
purple
you
purple glowing goo.
You got some goo.
Two of you have a little situation to fix. You might want to do that.
Yeah, being
and you, actually, you too.
Eh. I'll be fine.